pray there, except that we have to understand the conditions in which a Muslim goes to Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. There are many days in Ramadan, in the holy month of Ramadan, in which Muslims who are over the age of 45 are forbidden from coming to Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. The number at Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa of Muslims is another issue. If the number of Muslims exceeds at times 20,000, or at times 10,000, or at other times 30,000, they are not permitted to congregate at Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. There are instances in which individuals, only because they are suspected, not going through a legal system or because there is evidence for doing so, just because they are suspected, they are told, you cannot proceed by the occupation forces around Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, you cannot proceed to pray there. So yes, some Muslims can pray there in Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, but selectively. Other Muslims are denied from being there deliberately. I'm sorry, sir, the bus behind me, I can't hear you very well. Could you come up a little?
Thank you for your words. My question is, why in your mind Indian people had to pay for crimes they did not commit in Europe? Why these people have been selected to pay for something they have not done?
That is an extremely important question. And the reason I gave my presentation and the reason I continue to speak this way everywhere and anywhere I go is those who are Zionist Israelis refuse to give us an answer on that question. If there was persecution in Europe and if there was dislocation of Jews, why are you having the Palestinian people pay the price for the peculiar history that you have or you had? That is a question that remains unanswered, and the answer should come from those who are of the Jewish faith and are affiliated to the Zionist establishment in the Holy Land. And if we don't have an answer from you, as I said in the presentation, we can get somewhere if there is interaction, if there are answers and explanations. But we're not going to get anywhere if someone asks a question like this, or like me, or the other, whether he's a Christian or whether he's a Muslim, whether he's a Palestinian or whether he is an Arab. When we ask this question, you answer us with bombs. You answer us with further occupation. You answer us with more dislocations. That's not an answer. All you do is you beg for further resistance. You recruit future warriors against you. This is what we're trying to say to you. Sometimes we say it with a loaded heart, because after all, we are human beings, and emotions are part of our humanity, just like they are part of your humanity. So overlook the emotional content and zero in on the rational content and produce an answer and an explanation, not a bomb and a bullet.
Thank you very much, everyone, for coming out. Just a few announcements. If you look behind you, you'll see white flags and black flags. They represent the number of Israeli and Palestinian children that have been killed in the conflict. as a result of the atrocities committed in the Holy Land. If you look up above the stairs, I'm sure you can't miss it, we have our wall. It's basically a mock wall, representative of the apartheid wall in the Holy Land, and check that out for more information. Tonight, we have a program with Imam Asi and famous political blogger Dick Platkin. It's called Blood on Our Hands, American Involvement in Israeli-Palestinian Conflict. So we hope to see you all there. Greet you all again with the summer greeting of peace. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. If you have any further questions, please come down and speak personally.